With a little bit of rain Friday night and some on Saturday morning, gardeners say their yards were in peak condition when the visitors arrived to see what can be done in large and small backyards and front yards and some community gardens. They took advantage of the shuttle buses running across the Garden Walk map. Volunteer coordinator Barbara Cavanaugh says they came from far beyond Buffalo.
We heard of people from Pennsylvania, Ohio, Canada, of course, Toronto, and Kitchener, possibly? I'm trying to remember that one. Texas. We had somebody from Texas. And we don't always ask, but I think we had somebody who was from Louisiana.
Many were easy to see with walking shoes and those ever-present maps showing what seemed entire neighborhoods with those yellow signs and some outposts. Peter Sawiski says his family garden is on the far coast of the Garden Walk, a former factory near Lafayette, Niagara, converted to a home and artist studio. Sawiski says people came and saw a garden braced against the Great Lakes winds.
We actually had been converting some of this area, which was totally paved until 2 years ago, into more landscaped areas too. So we've been kind of thinking that, you know, we're happy to be part of this, the changes that are happening along this stretch of the Niagara Street Corridor.
Vendors report the crowd needed abundant doses of cold liquids and solid food to help the march from a set of hydrangeas to another of begonias, all with new colors. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.